From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwe's military says it seized power in a targeted assault on criminals surrounding 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe, who have caused social and economic hardship. Major General S.B. Moyo addressed the nation from the seized state broadcasting's facility.
To both our people and the world beyond our borders, we wish to make it abundantly clear that this is not a military takeover of government.
He said the military was aiming to pacify a degenerating political, social, and economic situation that could result in violence. Armored vehicles were seen blocking roads to government offices, parliament, and the courts, while the finance minister has reportedly been detained. The military move followed a dispute between the commanding general and the ruling ZANU-PF party. General Constantino Chiwenga has threatened to intervene to end what he called a purge of independence fighters from the government. John Campbell is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
One of the things the Zimbabwean army has always made very clear is that the government of Zimbabwe must be conducted by those that participated in the liberation struggle.
The army action followed the sacking of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, a former liberation fighter who was viewed as a possible successor to Mr. Mugabe. President Donald Trump is back at the White House following his 12-day, five-nation trip through Asia, expressing pride in what was accomplished, including making trade more fair.
People were taking advantage, countries were taking advantage of the United States, more than just this region, but the world. And those days are over. We're going to be fair. We're going to be reciprocal. As I said in my remarks before, we will be reciprocal, meaning if they're doing it, we're doing it.
This is VOA News. Thousands of Iranians spent a third night in the open after Sunday's massive 7.3 magnitude earthquake and hundreds of aftershocks that rocked both Iran and Iraq, killing more than 500, injuring thousands more. Residents in damaged areas complained of a lack of tents, blankets, water, and food. President Hassan Rouhani toured the city of Kermanshah, promising the government would act swiftly to help the homeless. The quake also caused death and destruction in Iraq's northern Kurdish provinces. The director of Iraq's Darbanda Khan Dam said the quake caused cracks and described the quake as the largest since the dam was built more than half a century ago, but he said there was a slim chance the dam would collapse. Kenya's Supreme Court has reportedly rejected the participation of the main opposition coalition in petitions challenging President Uhuru Kenyatta's victory in last month's election. Opposition leader Raila Odinga's NASA coalition had hoped to overturn the results of the ballot, which was a do-over from the August 8 election, which the court annulled over widespread irregularities. A Trump administration official has expressed concern over the Cambodian government's detention of the main opposition leader, along with restrictions on the press and civil society. Matt Pollinger, a deputy assistant secretary of state, met in Manila on the sidelines of the East Asia summit with Cambodia's foreign minister. Opposition leader Kem Sokha was arrested in September and accused of plotting treason in what's viewed as a growing crackdown on opponents, Prime Minister Hun Sen. A gunman carrying a semi-automatic weapon and two handguns opened fire Tuesday at multiple locations in the California town of Corning, north of Sacramento, killing four after being shot dead by police. Before being shot dead by police, Phil Johnson is the assistant sheriff of Tehama County.
Right now, we have no known motive. We know of no real connection to any of the victims. Most of the victims in this case appear to be random selections.
At least 10 other people were wounded, including two children at a local elementary school. The largest diamond ever offered at auction went under the hammer in Geneva Tuesday for nearly $34 million, a world record of its kind. Francois Curiel is the Asia-Europe chairman at the auction house Christie's.
Lugano diamond is an extremely rare D-flawless stone of 163 carats, which is the largest D-flawless diamond we've ever sold at auction.
It was sold to an anonymous phone bidder for well over the asking price of $25 million. Three U.S. college basketball players from the University of Southern California, Los Angeles, are back in the U.S. after being detained in China on suspicion of shoplifting. The case was taken up during his Asia tour by President Trump in talks with his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping. Mr. Trump said what they allegedly did was unfortunate and they could have faced long prison terms. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.